Brian Helsworth here in the office of Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft with the Kirkpatrick Building in downtown Jefferson City. It's during the legislative spring break. As I record this, it is the Wednesday afternoon. Lawmakers return to the Capitol on Monday. Mr. Secretary, great to see you. I saw you a couple weeks ago at the Capitol. We're at the midway point in the legislature, and I know one of the things you're very focused on is the issue of initiative petitions and petition reform specifically.
Yeah, I think it's very important that we make sure that if we're going to be amending our Constitution, it's something that is widely agreed on and accepted by the people of the state, and we don't have a for sale sign on our Constitution. I want to make sure that people have that right to put things on the ballot, but we the people decide.
What are the numbers? I know when we talked to you before the election, I remember being at this very table like the Friday or maybe the Thursday before the election. It was a huge ballot, maybe one of the longest ballots I can remember, and I believe you said it was maybe the longest ballot in St. Louis County. Are the numbers of initiative petitions, have they gone up, and do you have numbers? Because I believe the last time I talked to you, they'd gone up significantly.
Yeah, the number that have been filed have gone up significantly. The last two-year period, we had 371 initiative petitions filed. I think if you had gone back 10 years, you wouldn't even have had 100 of them filed. And, you know, there's a lot of work that has to be done at taxpayer expense, especially when you have what I call frivolous petitions. And that's not based on content. That's based on whether or not those individuals are actually going to try to get signatures and get them on the ballot. And I don't think it's appropriate to waste the taxpayer dollars on initiative petitions where the individual that submits it isn't even going to try to get signatures. And when they file 60 petitions, they're not going to collect signatures on all of them.
And to emphasize that, you're not talking about it. It could be about any issue. You're not talking about the content of it when you say frivolous. You're simply saying, regardless of their position, you're saying that it's frivolous because they're not really serious about going up. But yet your people have to go out and do work on that.
Well, it's not just our office. It's the Attorney General's office. It's the State Auditor's office. And then all the political subdivisions that have to look at what that cost will be to the taxpayer. And I just don't think we ought to spend the taxpayer money like that.
Do you have, and then we'll get to the legislative halfway point, do you have a situation right now or a proposal in mind that you're looking at in terms of right now you think it's too much, 371? What would you ideally like to see happen?
Really, we have two different suggestions. One deals with trying to stop the frivolous filers. Probably the cornerstone of that would be a refundable filing fee. The idea here is if you're going to file 60 of them, but you have to pay $500 per, you won't file 60 of them. But at the same time, we don't want to stop people that are serious that are actually going to try to get signatures. So if you get your signatures, we want to give you that filing fee back. We don't want to make money. We just want to protect the hard-earned treasure of the people that's used in tax dollars. And then secondly, right now, you can amend the Missouri Constitution with only a simple majority vote. Well, we commonly have 30% turnout in our primary elections, so that means that only 15% of the voters are deciding what our Constitution is. I think that's ridiculous. It takes a higher vote threshold to pass bond issues than it does to amend the Missouri Constitution. We, the people, should be in charge of that, not special interests with a couple million dollars.
Right now, it's 50% plus one, basically. What do you want to see it change to, ideally? Do you have a number in mind?
You know, I have suggested to the legislature anywhere from 60% to two-thirds. I think if you keep it at 50%, you're just asking for trouble. That's inappropriate for a constitution. But at the same time, we don't want to make it impossible. So I really just wanted to ask the legislature to start that discussion, but anywhere between 60% and two-thirds, I think make sure that it's we the people deciding and make sure that there will be true campaigns on all sides when there is an initiative petition and we have good discussion and a decision about it.
Obviously, when you talk about something like that, there'll be criticism. You expect that because I'm sure that there will be if something like that comes out.
Yeah, I'm in politics. There's always criticism, and that's – just be honest. There are people that want to be able to buy the laws they want. And if they have a couple of million dollars, they know that they can get it on the ballot. And if they spend a couple million more dollars, they've got a 30 to 50% chance of getting it passed. I just don't think that's the way laws – I definitely don't think that's the way the Constitution should be done. I think it should be those things that are most vitally important to people. That should be in our Constitution. It shouldn't be how long you're a member of the Elks Club before you can hand out bingo cards. That's ridiculous.
Halfway point in the legislature, and it's been a very hectic time over there, as you know, and I've been over there covering it. Anything you're really focused on in terms of legislation in the Capitol that deals with something that's a priority for you?
Well, the number one priority, not to kick a dead horse, is initiative petition reform, to make sure that we, the people, control our state constitution, we protect our values, and we make sure that our children and their children have the great opportunities and blessings that we had when we were growing up. We want to continue that. Also, we're looking at changes to the Senior Savers Investor Protection Act to protect some of our most vulnerable citizens that are preyed upon by people that would take advantage of them with false investment opportunities. The really unsexy matter of notaries, trying to make it easier for businesses and people to do commerce when they need to have things notarized and actually use technology to do that. We're just trying to make it easier for people to live their lives without government getting in their way.
Any particular lawmakers you want to mention that you're working with on any of those, or are they just all over the map?
I think I'm better off just saying that I think the legislature has been very kind to me, and I appreciate all of them, because if I forget one that I should mention, I'm in trouble.
But initiative petition, it's fair to say initiative petition reform is an overall topic, is, and tell me if I'm summarizing this right, it's your top priority. You are fearful that things are being passed that maybe don't represent all of Missouri, and you at least want to start the discussion, even if it doesn't pass, you want to start the discussion about it. Is that accurate?
Well, we've been talking about it for 3 years. I started talking to the legislature actually in 2016, in December of 16, with leadership. So I'd like to get it passed. Now, nothing that they can do on the constitutional side will be changed without the people of the state voting. I want the people of the state to know all I want to do is bring them the ideas and let the people of the state decide, because that's what it's all about. It's we the people, being a government of the people, by the people, for the people, not the people with lots of money.
So this idea of changing the threshold, you'd have to go to a vote of
yes.
The people. And is there an effort to collect signatures on that, or would it go through the legislature first and then to the vote of the people?
I'm asking the legislature to work on that, to put that directly to the people. Unfortunately, there are very rich moneyed interests on both sides of the political spectrum that like the idea of being able to get whatever they want on the ballot, and they're pushing back.
So you've had some bipartisan opposition, it sounds like. Is there a bill right now that is out there that would do what you're asking to do?
There are several bills, both in the House and the Senate. Most of them have some of what I like and other things that I'm okay with, but not necessarily pushing. I've really worked with the legislature, and they've been kind to work with me to say, let's have a really big discussion and see where everybody is and try to make sure we consider every idea before we get a final bill. But Senator Sater has a wonderful bill, and we just need the Senate to bring that to a floor and vote on it.
Real quick question, I'll open up to you. Totally unrelated, but I definitely want to ask about it, and it's something that I see on Twitter a lot of times. It's about the Wolfner Library. And that is something, when I do these little shows on Missouri Net affiliates, I'll get calls occasionally about that library. And while it's not about initiative petition, it's still a big part of your office. That is a great resource. What can you tell us about that library?
Unfortunately, I think it's the best kept secret of the Secretary of State's office, which is really unfortunate, because it is a wonderful program for individuals that have difficulties with their sight, for individuals that are not sighted. We have audiobooks, we have Braille books, we have them for children that maybe need to learn how to use Braille or want to use that. Sure. We have games. It is a great opportunity for people that are visually impaired to be as full a part of society as they want to be. We even have book clubs, and it's just a wonderful thing to do to bring people more closely into society.
Sounds like a great program. Is there anything you would like to add? I know you're very busy about this or anything else. I know it's been a very hectic session.
I just thank the people of the state for allowing me to serve. It's an honor and a privilege. And regardless of what happens this legislative session, I will always work to make sure that we, the people, are in charge of our laws and our Constitution.
Always good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much.